After detecting lead and water at one Boise school last month, district officials ordered a widespread test of all schools that could also be contaminated. About one in six samples tested above federal guidelines for lead found in drinking water across 26 active schools that were built before 1986. That was the year Congress outlawed lead pipes in new construction nationwide. Some drinking fountains and sinks at these schools tested 120 times higher than levels recommended by the EPA. Our James Dawson has more.
About one in six samples taken across 26 active Boise School District campuses tested above federal guidelines for lead found in drinking water. District spokesman Dan Haller.
Addressing this issue is job one for us. We understand the magnitude of the situation, and we're committed to seeing it through.
Haller says they've immediately shut off water to faucets and drinking fountains that tested over the EPA guidelines and are replacing them. The district has also brought in water coolers and water bottles for students, faculty, and staff. Dr. Mark Uranga is the medical director for the newborn nursery at St. Luke's. He says lead exposure can lead to significant health problems, but most emergencies stem from ingesting lead paint instead of water.
It's unlikely that their child needs treatment for any lead exposure that they've had. The most important thing is to prevent ongoing exposure.
That said, Uranga says parents should talk to their pediatrician if they're concerned about lead exposure. Boise School District hasn't said how much replacing these fixtures will cost or when the renovations will be complete. Haller says entirely replacing all plumbing at these schools may be too costly. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.
And James is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Okay, James, so the district says it may be too expensive to replace all of this. Well, then what do they do?
Yeah, so right now they're doing a couple things. They immediately shut off water to these faucets that were affected, whether they're, you know, sinks, lavatories, or drinking fountains. They immediately shut those off. They are trucking in water either in a water cooler or they're bringing in bottled water for the students and the faculty and the staff at the schools. And then they're in the process of replacing these faucets because they think that, you know, it might be these little joints in the plumbing that go to the faucets themselves. That's pretty much the first step that they're taking at the moment.
And when you looked at this as well, so we said in the beginning of this that some of these samples tested like 120 times higher than levels recommended by the EPA. And when you looked into this, there were some that were even higher than that, correct?
Yeah, that 120 times above the EPA threshold, that was a drinking fountain at Whittier Elementary. Mm-hmm. But there was this one water source. It's unclear what it was, whether it was a sink or some other form of water. But it was in a boiler room at Capitol High School, and that tested nearly 350 times over the EPA guideline.
So when this happened, when the district called for this you know, district-wide test, do we know what prompted them to do this? I know that, you know, you did say that they detected lead in one school, so they ordered this widespread testing. But did they give us any clue as to, you know, how they found this out?
Yeah, what tipped them off? We don't. And I repeatedly asked that question to the Boise School District. You know, I asked if there was a routine testing protocol that they had set up, like, hey, we test every month or we test every year. And they didn't really answer that question. So that part is still unclear. But they did find that first test sample at Fairmont Junior High in October.
And going back to the cost of this, I mean, this could be expensive, but they do have to fix it. So do they have anything in place at this point as to how they will move forward with this?
Yeah, they got a couple options. So I know that spokesman Dan Haller, he told me that, you know, if the school is undergoing renovations soon, which I know there are a couple in the pipeline at the moment, they're going to take a look at the plumbing deeper in the system to see what might be able to be done. But if this is an active school and there aren't any plans for renovations, then they're going to pull these faucets, they're going to put in new fixtures. Haller told me that they're going to put filters on these drinking fountains and sinks just to, as an added precaution. Something else I didn't mention earlier was that they have staff going in every morning before students get there. They're flushing all of these taps in the morning and afternoon, which is supposed to flush all of the contaminants out, at least for most of the day.
So it sounds like they're trying to be as proactive as they can, but frankly, these schools are old.
Right.
And I mean, if they were built before 1986, this is something that could have happened that was outside of the control of the district.
It's possible, but I did ask if, was the district proactive enough in, actually testing for this? Or since lead has been known for a long time now to cause all kinds of developmental problems, especially in younger kids. And I posed that to district spokesman Dan Holler, and here was his response.
Based on the fact that we live in a state where it's not mandatory and it's voluntary testing, I think we've done as much as we can to make sure that we continue to do what's right for the sake of student and staff safety, and we'll continue to commit ourselves to doing that.
You know, what was fascinating to me with that is I had no idea that it was not mandatory, and I think that most people would assume that it was a mandatory thing.
It is interesting because actually only 7 states in the District of Columbia in the U.S. As a whole mandate that schools do this kind of lead testing. In states around our region, they have these the states set up these grant incentive programs telling schools, hey, we really want you to test for lead right now. Please do this. We have money available for you to do it, but we're not forcing you to do it.
So only 7 states in the District of Columbia.
Right.
So in a way, I mean, by finding this and then calling for the mandatory testing, I mean, this may not have been found because we don't make this mandatory in the state of Idaho.
I mean, it sure seems that way. I don't know what other districts across the state, they might actually have mandatory testing, at least in a district level. But you're right. It's not mandated by the state whatsoever.
So let's talk about the health aspect of this because, I mean, these are kiddos. And, I mean, some of this, as you said, was found at Whittier Elementary. So we're talking little kids.
Right.
And you spoke with a pediatrician. What did he say when it comes to what parents should be doing then if one of their children go to one of these schools?
Yeah, his big takeaway was that, hey, yes, you are right to be concerned about this. However, lead exposure is sort of like a kind of a long-term exposure problem. So if you're repeatedly drinking this water or eating paint chips with lead in them, then yes, that is going to eventually over time be a problem. But he told me that he's not necessarily recommending that parents immediately get their kids tested. However, if you do feel concerned, you should absolutely talk to your pediatrician.
But that's good information for parents, because I think that when we hear about something like this, as a parent, your first concern is, oh my gosh, my child may have been exposed to this. And then we know all of the things that could go wrong developmentally if they're exposed to lead. So having a pediatrician say that it's this long-term effect.
Well, especially with water, I think he also made the point that should the child be exposed to paint chips or a toy that was somehow manufactured with lead, that was more of a concern to him than it was the water. And something else that was interesting to me, he said that if parents are concerned about drinking the water that is still on at these schools, he said not to be. If they tested though there was this 120 times over the EPA threshold drinking fountain at Whittier, he said that if other taps in the school have tested below the EPA threshold, it's actually the safest one to drink.
I don't think it's unsafe, but I think it's a reminder that we need to continue to be aware of it and that we need to be aware of all the combined sources of it.
That's fascinating, but that's good to know. I mean, at least putting parents' minds at ease a bit with this, because that is scary information to get.
And that was Dr. Mark Uranga, who's the medical director of St. Luke's Nursery, by the way.
And very quickly, Jimmy, just to wrap this up. So at this point, though, they don't know how long this will take. The district doesn't know how they will go about fixing this at this point, so they're still putting everything together plan-wise?
Seemingly, but they are very committed to replacing all of these taps, so I think that is actually a concrete step that they're taking right now, but it remains to be seen as to whether or not that's going to include lead filters in these faucets, or if it's going to be a deeper plumbing renovation project. But you're right, we don't have a timeline and we don't have a price tag on it.
And it could be school by school what makes sense for each school.
Right.
Yeah. I want to thank you for coming in today. Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson talking about the lead that was found in some schools in the Boise Public School District. Thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks.